I'm going to make this kind of short. I'm from Cumberland, Wisconsin, where Betty and Ivan lived. I took care of Gary, Greg, David, Daryl, not Barry, no. No, he wasn't there then. In this country farm where Betty, she did just wonderful. She took care of these children and had lots of fun and put up with Ivan's mischief. That's my cousin, Ivan, and I love him dearly, and I loved his dad, Ted, too, Ted and Olive. And I have the most wonderful memories of them. But I remember the boys, you know, and then I remember the country, that house out in the country, those steps, and they'd want to go up and down and up and down, and a lot of times I'd go to there to take care of the children. Like maybe Ivan and Betty might get out for a little bit time by themselves. But I couldn't ask for wonderful cousins and wonderful of her children, too. And now I've been away for them a long time, and so come back, and I'm thinking, which one are you, and which one are you? And memories doesn't do so well, but the memory of being with Betty and Ivan and their children, I couldn't have asked for ever anything better. And God bless her. She's with Ivan in heaven now. That's wonderful.
My name is Mary. Betty and my mom were sisters. And for many, many years, it was me, her six boys, and my two brothers. So, and I remember going out to the farm, and I would have to, like, fend for myself. And I remember Brian eating June bugs during the summer. And the boys riding some mule that they tried to see how many people they could get on that darn thing. But Ivan could never get on it. But we had a lot of fun, and when we all kind of moved from Cumberland out here, we did a lot of camping, and we congregated at Vic Satterlund's cabin at the beach once, and it would accommodate maybe six people. We packed like 23 people into that place. I remember Brian and his girlfriend were sleeping under the dining room table. Gary was there with his significant other at the time, and Heather, and we had an absolute blast. My mom and Betty made a crab louie that big. It fed 100 at least. But we had such a good time, and it was so much fun. And I will definitely miss my aunt. She's the last in that generation now on my side of the family. And it's really funny because we used to drive back and forth between Salem and Corvallis to visit. I cannot tell you how many times she and Barry would truck on up to Salem when I'm in the process of coming down to Corvallis to visit her. So we missed each other, but we did connect a lot. And she was a great lady. I loved her dearly.
I'll go back here, so y'all have to turn around. Well, my name's Mike Ainsworth, and Daryl and I went to school together from grade school on. We've been good friends. I never knew Betty's real name. It was always Mrs. Hagen to me until I got to be about 40, and then I guess we felt comfortable calling her Betty. But there's just a couple things I'd like to say, and one's to Barry. And I got choked up when I was telling him this. I know that the brothers were so comforted in the fact that they knew that you were taking care of your mom, Barry. And you can't put a price on that. And so I'll say it on behalf of everyone else. Thank you for everything that you've done for your mom and your dad. You can give me $20 later, okay? But the other thing that is even more important to me is the fact that I know I'm going to see Betty again. And I take great comfort in that, knowing that when I die, I'll see her in heaven. And I'm thankful that she had a wonderful life, but also that her and Ivan are back together. And they did a wonderful job of raising these wild boys, okay? And they're good people, okay? I say wild very sincerely, Greg. But anyway, it's a privilege for me to be here today to think of all the good times that we had that over at the Hagen House on Bentley Street in Monmouth. And we could raise a little cane every once in a while, but Hagen would go, Betty would go, now you boys be good, you know. So.